WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something that's more crucial than ever in our fast-paced pressure cooker world. Building resilience. Ever feel like you're constantly being bombarded with demands, expectations, and just plain chaos? You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and you're left wondering how on earth to catch it? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But here's the good news. Resilience isn't some magical superpower reserved for superheroes. It's a skill, a muscle we can all train and strengthen. So, why is this so important? Think about it. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be setbacks, disappointments, maybe even a few knockdowns along the way. But the difference between someone who gets stuck in the rut of those tough times and someone who bounces back stronger lies in their resilience. Now, I'm not saying you need to become some Zen master who laughs off every challenge, though that would be pretty cool. It's about developing the mental toughness and emotional flexibility to navigate those rough patches without getting completely derailed. You want to emerge from a storm, not just survive it. That's what we're talking about today. So, let's break down some key ingredients for building that unshakable resilience. First things first, acceptance. It sounds simple, but truly embracing the reality of the situation is essential. Denying or ignoring problems only prolongs the pain. Acknowledge it, feel it, and then start looking for ways to move forward. Next up, perspective, a powerful tool. Ever notice how things that seem like monumental disasters when you're in the thick of it can often be seen as learning opportunities later on? Take a step back, reframe your thinking, and try to find the silver linings even in the darkest clouds. Third, cultivate self-compassion. This isn't about coddling yourself. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when things get tough. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone faces challenges. Be your own cheerleader, offer yourself words of encouragement and support, just as you would a dear friend. Now, let's talk about action. Don't just sit there wallowing in self-pity. Channel that energy into finding solutions. Break down overwhelming problems into smaller, manageable steps, and celebrate those small victories along the way. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, is progress. Finally, surround yourself with a supportive network, people who uplift you, encourage you, and remind you of your strength. Share your struggles, lean on their support, and remember that you're not alone in this journey. Think about the last time you faced a major challenge. Maybe it was losing a job, dealing with a relationship breakdown, or even just hitting a creative wall. How did you handle it? Did you let it consume you, or did you find ways to navigate through it? I bet there were moments where you felt defeated, frustrated, maybe even scared. But I also bet there were moments where you surprised yourself, moments where you dug deep, found strength you didn't know you had, and came out the other side stronger than before. That, my friends, is resilience in action. So remember, building resilience isn't about avoiding challenges. It's about facing them head-on with courage, grace, and a whole lot of determination. It's about learning from every setback, embracing the lessons, and using them to fuel your growth. Remember those key takeaways. Accept reality, shift your perspective, practice self-compassion, take action, and surround yourself with support. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you build resilience in your own life? Share your thoughts, your stories, your triumphs. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter, hit that follow button, and leave us a review if you enjoyed this episode. We're here to help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more clarity, confidence, and resilience than ever before. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.